From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. In Mexico City today, supporters of the man declared the loser in last weekend's presidential election are taking to the streets. Official results show leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador lost by only 200,000 votes. He has said there was massive fraud and is calling for a vote-by-vote recount. Meanwhile, the man who was declared the winner, conservative Felipe Calderón, says he is the president-elect. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us now from Mexico City. Today is the first big rally that López Obrador has called. Do you expect a big crowd?
I think there will be a very big crowd. The demonstration is taking place in the Zócalo, the main square in Mexico City. And this is López Obrador's home turf. He was mayor of Mexico City, and there are many, many supporters of his party. So this is the obvious place to start with what López Obrador says will be many such events all over the country. López Obrador, or AMLO as he's known here, is a scrappy fighter. He's always used the power of the people to reinforce his political point. When he was mayor and there was impeachment proceedings against him in a kind of an obscure land deal case, he got hundreds of thousands of people to take to the street. He's kind of always painted himself as a victim of the political machinations of the right, and his followers really do respond to that.
I understand he gave a news conference today to members of the foreign press. What did he have to say?
Well, Felipe Calderón gave a press conference yesterday to us. López Obrador gave one today. Now, López Obrador sat with us for about 2 hours. He answered some pretty tough questions. His basic theme, though, was that he will fight to the bitter end. He says he believes he was robbed of the presidency, that there was fraud, and he wants a vote-by-vote recount of every single ballot cast. Now, this will all end up on the docket of a special tribunal that will determine the merits of López Obrador's complaints and what should be done about them. He's mounting the legal challenge tomorrow, and then the tribunal will take it from there. López Obrador was repeatedly asked if he would respect the court's rulings, and I have to say he was pretty cagey about that. He's already accused the Election Institute that oversaw the vote of bias, so if things don't go his way, he may decide to continue to fight. He mentioned taking his complaints to the Supreme Court, though he was vague about that, so this is clearly a man who is going to take this as far as it can possibly go.
Is there any evidence of vote fraud?
Well, again, it depends on who you talk to. López Obrador says in as many as 50,000 polling stations, there were irregularities. He uses, as an example, his home state of Tabasco. He says more people voted for Congress there than for president, which he says raises suspicions that some of the presidential votes, which were likely to favor him, were done away with in some way. He says the ballot boxes that have been reviewed showed that there were discrepancies in the tallies. Now, it is important to note that international observers, of which there were many, have said they did not see widespread fraud take place. But, all this, as I mentioned, will end up on the docket of the tribunal, and they will be making the ultimate decision as to whether or not there are any grounds for doing a vote-by-vote recount.
Thanks a lot. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Mexico City.
You're welcome.